السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد عدد ما في علم الله، صلاة دائمة بدوام ملك الله، صلى الله على النبي الأمي وآله صلى الله عليه وسلم، صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله. All praise be to Allah Almighty and infinite salutations and blessings upon the best of all creation, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, upon his blessed family, his blessed parents, his blessed wives, his blessed children, and all of his blessed companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala anhum ajma'in. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, today, alhamdulillah, it is the 22nd day from the blessed month of Ramadan al-Kareem. We have been speaking all month about making dua and taking time out especially for dua. You will have heard ulama-i kiram speak about making dua especially in the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan. Today, I will be talking briefly about the conditions of dua. There are many shurut of dua. These conditions must be met for our duas to be accepted by Allah Almighty. Today, we will discuss four things we must do for our duas to be accepted. And tomorrow, inshallah, we will talk about the mawani wal ijaba, meaning those things which prevent the du'as from being accepted. Four things which need to be done for du'as to be accepted, and four things we need to stay away from to stop our du'as from being accepted. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, one of the most important things is when we make du'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that we need to be absolutely sincere. We need to make sure that we are praying wholeheartedly to Allah Almighty. We are not doing it for praise or to show off. And we are not just raising our hands artificially and saying a few words for the sake of dua. It needs to be sincere. The word mukhlisin has been used in the Quran al-Kareem many times to teach us about being sincere and doing things sincerely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should always be sincere. There's no need to scream and cry out to get an audience so that people think that one is very, very pious and Allah-fearing. Be sincere and make dua from the heart. The second thing is we need to begin and end our duas with the praise of Allah Almighty and salutations upon the most beautiful Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam at the beginning and end of our du'as. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam once heard a man making du'a. He heard the man making du'a without glorifying Allah Almighty, without sending durood o salam upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "This man is in a hurry. When any one of you makes du'a, let him start by glorifying Allah Almighty and praising Allah Almighty. Then let him send blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Then let him pray for whatever he wants." Similarly, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, "Every du'a is not responded to until one sends blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam." Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, that dua remains between the heavens and the earth, and no part of it is taken up until you send blessings upon your Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Sayyiduna Imam Nawawi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has also written that one should begin the dua with the praise of Allah Almighty, then sends blessings upon the Messenger of Allah Almighty, and then to end the dua in the same manner. Also, we should do good deeds before making dua and follow up your duas by doing good deeds. Good deeds are those deeds which are in accordance to the Sharia, the teachings of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. These good deeds also must be sincere. Sayyidina Fudail ibn Ayyaz radiallahu ta'ala anhu has explained this beautifully. He says, both the sincerity and the actions must be correct, otherwise it's not accepted. If the sincerity is there, but the actions are incorrect, the dua is not accepted. And if the action is there, and the sincerity is not there, then the dua is not accepted. For better understanding, let me make it easier for you. For example, somebody is very sincere in Fajr. You are very sincere in Fajr. You are crying from the beginning of the Salah to the end with complete focus and complete attention, with the complete khushu. But you decided to be super duper pious and read 6 rak'ah fard. The sincerity was there. But what was missing? The correctness of the action was missing. This is not accepted by Allah Almighty. A person can be performing an action in the most correct way, to the absolute dot, but sincerity is completely missing. So this is not also accepted by Allah Almighty. So we need to make sure that we are doing actions sincerely for the pleasure of Allah Almighty, and that the action matches the teachings of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, the third condition is complete yaqeen. You must have firm belief that Allah Almighty is going to accept your dua. Allah Almighty is capable over everything. The Quran says, Inna Allaha ala kulli shayin qadir. The Quran says, Innama amruhu iza arada shay'an an yakula lahu kun fayakun. When Allah Almighty wills something to happen, He just says, be, and it happens. Allah Almighty is capable over everything. When we are making dua, we must also believe that Allah Almighty is capable over everything. If you think, ma'azallah, na'uzu billah, that Allah Almighty cannot fulfill your prayers, then you can forget about your duas being accepted. But if you believe Allah Almighty is all capable, Allah Almighty does whatever He wishes, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you. Allah Almighty will give you from His hidden treasures. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives, subhanallah, there is no end to His giving. So call upon Allah Almighty with full yaqeen. And have patience. Have patience, man, when making dua. This is extremely important, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. If we read the Quran al-Kareem, if we look at the lives of the prophets and the incidents mentioned in the Holy Quran, we learn about dua and we learn about patience. Look at the incident and the story of Sayyidina Ya'qub alayhi salam. Sayyidina Ya'qub alayhi salam made dua to Allah Almighty the day Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam was taken. The day he was taken, the dua was made that he is returned. Did he come back the same day? Did he come back the next day? That year? The next year? Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam grew up. He became an adult. He became the leader of Egypt. Sayyidina Ya'qub alayhi salam lost his eyesight crying, but he didn't give up on making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam was tested over such a long period. He kept making dua and his dua was accepted. So why is it that we make dua? We make dua for 5 minutes. We make dua for one night. And then we say, we complain, Allah Almighty hasn't accepted my dua. Continue making dua to Allah Almighty and never ever stop. The final condition for having your dua accepted is to make sure your heart is present and you are absolutely devoted to your dua. You are begging Allah Almighty for His reward in the hereafter and seeking protection from the punishments of the hereafter. You are sincere. Your heart is present in making this dua. Your tongue and your heart are both present. Now your dua is extremely valuable. Look at the story of Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam. He alayhi salam wanted a son. He kept making dua for years and years and years. And according to some scholars, he was over 90 years old. Subhanallah. His wife is way past the age of giving birth. He is way past the age of having children. They were so old. But he kept making dua to Allah Almighty. He had full yaqeen in the mercy of Allah Almighty. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, nowadays we hear of many people whom the doctors have told you cannot have children. But what happens? Allah Almighty blesses them with children. Why? Because my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, dua is made to Allah Almighty, not to the doctors. The doctors are just a means. They are a tool. They are a sabab. Ultimately, everything is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After all these years of sincerity in dua, yaqeen, huzur-e qalb at the age of 90, what happened? The Quran says, wa Zakariya iz nada rabbahu rabbi la tazarni fardan wa anta khayrul warithin. فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ يَحْيَى وَأَصْلَحْنَا لَهُ زَوْجَهُ إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ وَيَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا وَكَانُوا لَنَا خَاشِعِينَ. سبحان الله. Allah Almighty, grant us all sincerity and khushu and huzur qalb and good deeds. And Allah Almighty, accept our du'as. Accept the du'as we make for ourselves. Accept the du'a we make for our parents and our children and our relatives and all the Sunni Sahihul Aqidah Muslims in the world. Allah Almighty, accept our worship in this blessed month and accept all our du'as. Kyun raza? Aaj gali suni hai. Uth mere dhum machane wale. Wama alayna illa al-balagul mubeen.